IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, brothers and sisters from all around the world You are listening my voice from IRIB English Radio And today I have the honor to be the host of today's episode I am Beta at your service And with me I have two dear guests Brother Ali, hello, how are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, thank you
Assalamu alaikum
And for inviting me, it's a pleasure to be here
It's a pleasure for me too And brother Amit here
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, we're going to go through our topic today. As you know, all the women around the world are somehow different and making hijab or something like that. But one of the most important signs of Islamic women and Muslims who are women is hijab. And we are known around the world by our hijab and the way we are appear in the society actually so the thing is actually even in Islamic countries that hijab is somehow an obligation here there is a kind of as you know there are two groups here in women actually society one group is the people who are committed to hijab and they are just covering themselves completely in a way that they should actually in a way the guidelines that tell you that you have to be but there are another group that there is another group that are like okay we're not gonna accept this but because there is an obligation we wear a scarf not in a way that they tell us and not in a complete way but just we wear it just not to break the rules and actually the thing I want to ask you is that why should be somehow a kind of judgment about these people who just don't wear hijab in a complete way you know it's like okay if you don't wear hijab you are more person that will commit a sin in this society why there is a kind of atmosphere about these people in this society
Look, this is my question no one sister is going to judge about the people I mean at least we people are not allowed to judge about the people to
we say are not that
this
but
person
do
for
it.
Example who is observing hijab is a good person or the one who is not observing hijab is the bad person
mm-hmm.
you see we see that not observing hijab by itself is sort of let's say sin if we can call it let's say a social sin right
yeah
But anyhow, we can actually put it under a category of sins, right? Mm-hmm. So a person like her or like him doesn't observe hijab, so he or she committed a sin. But me as a person, for example, who observes hijab may commit hundreds of sins, right?
Yeah.
But my sins are hidden and her sin or his sin is shown.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have come across some people that actually are judging people like that, we are, in case they are, I mean, coming with rude, let's say, behavior to judge people, we have to tell them directly, do you understand Islam? Did Islam ask you to judge people in that way that you are talking about? So and Islam by itself never asked us to judge people in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has the right to judge people in this way. Okay, she has, let's say, a deficiency in herself. I have too many of those deficiencies inside myself, right?
Yeah.
So we have to be careful that Islam actually wants to keep these, let's say, borders for ourselves. Because we are Muslims, but we are not allowed to downgrade and, let's say, to belittle people.
Yeah.
No, people are respected. And their lives, and specifically Muslims, their lives, their blood, everything is respected. And it has to be respected. In case a person commits a sin, maybe this person who is not observing hijab today would be among the ones who is one of the best practices of hijab in future.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And to add to that, you see, policing is, we have to put a distinction between judgment and policing. Judgment is when you look at one person and you say, okay, he is either a good person or a bad person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just by looking at the hijab, you see, and good person, bad person is not like a binary, it's not a binary phenomenon where you say it's zero or one.
Mm-hmm.
A person might not wear the hijab, but also do very good things. At the same time, a person wearing the hijab and also do other bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one, life is not one dimensional where it's just one thing or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's very, diverse. There are many, even the Supreme Leader, he also mentioned the same point, rather. He said that the problem with the ones who do not wear hijab properly, their problem is apparent, but our problem is unapparent.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
more hidden inside us. They're still our sisters. They're still our mothers. They're still our brother, our daughters, right?
Yeah.
And we have to. And at the same time, we put a distinction between judgment and policing and doing the amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, when you approach a young girl not wearing proper hijab, and then you tell her, please, you know, consider this social aspect. They come back and tell you, why are you judging me? We're not judging you. We're suggesting you something better.
But the way you suggest the young generation is not somehow appropriate, I want to tell you
so
that.
So tell me, how should I suggest
because
you?
There is an opposition. There is a kind of deep hatred in my generation about, some limitations. I don't want to call them limitations, but we see them as limitations, okay? And there are an opposition. And this opposition, the root of this opposition is exactly this one. When you tell us to do something, you have to be so delicate, but you are not, you know, and I'm not talking about
that.
You, actually, I'm talking about generally.
And that is true, and I'm in my roof, when you're suggesting something,
like
someone
something
we have.
Special, you know, they were like, okay, you,
the like.
You know,
you and the like,
okay. And it's like, okay, you have to wear hijab, okay.
You see, we have this this ahkam of amr al ma'ruf, as you know, this enjoining the truth and enjoining the right. This, you see, there is ways of doing this. There is ways of doing this. And I understand that sometimes in the society, there are people who execute it in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong, completely wrong. It shouldn't be done. We are against that as well. Right?
So why, for example, when it comes to hijab, you're like, okay, you know, there are rights, okay, it doesn't matter that much. We are always true, but when it comes to something, which somehow there is a paradoxical content in that, you're like, okay, I know it's not true, but what can we do for that?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that much paradoxical?
I want to agree with you 100%. Now,
really?
Let me tell you why.
It's so surprising now.
Yeah, I do agree with her. Because, you know, sister, in this country, let's talk about our country first.
Mm-hmm.
I think we really, as you said, we did not act well in this regard. Look, for one issue 20 years ago, actually, we worked very beautifully and culturally on one issue, that is fastening the seatbelt. You know, in 20 years ago, we made lots of motion graphics and lots of videos and, let's say, games. And now we see that in our society, plenty of people observe this fastening of the seatbelt of their cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it means that if we work culturally on the minds of the people and show the importance of that, so they are the people who accept. Because I think, to my own understanding, I do believe in this statement of Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi that said, our people, our nation is much more better than the nation of the Holy Prophet. You see?
That is true.
I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people actually tolerated lots of sanctions, embargoes, and pressures from different sides for 40 years and even more, but they are still resistant. But in the issue of hijab, I think we did not act well. I do agree with you. Because, you know, there are almost 90 different, let's say, organizations who are responsible for these issues, but none of them acted well. The only organization that was active, it was the police. That, look, when one in a body, when only one part of your body is growing, it's like, let's say, cancerous growth. You see, it means that, for example, the hand of a body is growing, but the other parts of the body are not growing.
Exactly.
Right? So only this police issue, this police, let's say, center has improved and actually promoted its activities with regard to the hijab and hijab issues. Yes, we were actually, we did not work on that well. Because
we could
actually work and show the importance of it through, let's say, videos in this time that we are living, through media, through social media, from, I don't know, not by speeches anymore, let's say. Because people today are not the people of listening to the speeches as much as before.
No,
right?
I differ that, because there are people who listen. It should be in always, speeches and non-speeches.
For the younger generation, I can tell you, even the speeches that are in short, let's say, portions, I think, can work here. So through, I think, good language, let's say, different media, different, let's say, genres of art and, let's say, different, let's say, methods, we can actually work on the minds of our youngsters, because they are our investment of the future, right? So we are losing that capital of ours.
Isn't it too late to correct this?
Look, sister, you know, I'm as a critic of this issue. I was not a person who is responsible. Look,
a person
who is a director of a movie mm-hmm. can direct that movie well, but he cannot. But he's not necessarily a good, let's say, player of that movie, right?
Yeah.
You see, we can criticize well, and this is good, for example, to be listened by those who are responsible, who have, status in this government.
But those who are responsible won't do anything.
What is the reason? The reason is that me and you and others have stopped doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar. That is, when we stay silent and we do nothing, so this is the result. Mm-hmm. I remember once, actually, I was going to my hometown in a bus. The bus was almost 40 people. I think I have told it to you, huh?
I can't remember, yeah. So.
It was almost, again, more than 10 to 15 years ago. Look, it was morning time and wanted to pray for the morning Fajr prayer. And it was raining again outside. But I asked the driver to stop somewhere for praying. He said that, okay, you are the only one who is going to pray. Keep it at home. I mean, do your praying at home while we reach there. I told him, look, bro, it will be 11 when we reach home. Then there would be no Fajr prayer for me because it will be Qadha then.
Yeah.
You know, it was astonishing that even some people who had, sort of religious appearance, they started to disagree with me. That say, okay, yeah. No, don't go for prayer because it's raining and you will make us stuck, right? So it would take our time and then we will not forgive you if you go and pray.
I've never seen that perspective.
This is not only the sin of the person who is there. This is my sin, your sin, my fault, your fault, his fault, that we stay silent and we say, okay, they are not going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you tell him, suppose that, for example, you're moving in a street and you find a person who is doing a mistake. You are the first one. You don't let's say quarrel her or him. Just tell her or him that this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this person might react or might not react. Again, the second person comes and tell her or him this is wrong. Again, if 3-4 people come to him, it definitely affect the person. Don't doubt that it will affect.
Yeah.
Let me add to that. He was talking about the methodology of Amr bil Ma'ruf. You see, there are certain things that you really can't solve with, you know, simple just saying it. You know,
mm-hmm.
We have in the Ahkam itself, the way you approach Amr bil Ma'ruf is not necessarily just by speaking.
Yeah.
Once, if you're a father and you have a 7-year-old child and that child steals something from someone, you do adab, you not only just speak to that child, you quarrel with that child, right? Why did you steal? You're 7 years old. By the time you become 70, you're going to be a gangster. You're going to be the head of the gang group who steals everything from the people. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one step. Now, if you don't have that ability, then what about just by speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that ability and you know that it's not going to work out, just by, with actions and stuff. Like, for example, the story of Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan, when they saw this old man who wasn't making his wudu properly, they approached, they didn't say, oh, old man, you're not doing your wudu properly, let me show you how to make the wudu. No. Just judge between us who makes a better wudu.
Yeah.
He realized. Right.
You know, thank you. I'm really confused right now. You know, because you were just telling me that okay, there are good ways to do things. There are ways actually. If you have any kind of, any confusion about anything, you have to tell it. You have freedom in your, telling anything. But in your actions and whatever else, you have to be more you have to pay more attention to that sort of things. And you are free to think. You are free to search and you are free to ask, but you are not free to do anything you want. And
exactly.
I really think, I really appreciate your conversation. And I think I'm convinced somehow. I wish our listeners were enjoying our conversation too. And that was all for the today episode. Thank you, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. Farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Show that to us, you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها